now.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Relatives found the body on Saturday of a 6-year-old Palestinian girl who had begged Gaza rescuers to send help after she was trapped by Israeli military fire. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
This was the moment 6-year-old Hind Rajab begged for rescue. She was trapped by Israeli fire. On Saturday, relatives found her body along with 5 of her family members days after her call for help. They were still in a car in Gaza's Tel al-Hawa suburb. That's according to the official Palestinian Wafaa news agency. The bodies of 2 ambulance workers who had gone to save Hind were also found. The agency accused Israel of deliberately targeting the ambulance. The plight of Hind underlined the impossible conditions for civilians in the face of Israel's 4-month assault on Gaza.
Fiona Jones from Reuters. Over 2 dozen Palestinians have been killed in Rafah early Saturday, hours after Israel's prime minister said an Israeli invasion there is inevitable. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
In Rafah, the southernmost part of Gaza, residents search through the concrete remains of a destroyed building. They're searching for the remains of neighbors and loved ones. Resident Fadil Al-Ghanam says the apartment of his son, who lived above him, was on fire after the strikes. We searched for bodies. We were stunned that there were no complete bodies. We started to collect parts of flesh. The strikes in Rafah came hours after Israel's prime minister said he asked the military to plan for the evacuation of hundreds of thousands of people from the southern Gaza city ahead of a ground invasion. More than half of Gaza's 2.3 million people are packed into Rafah. Many are being uprooted repeatedly by Israeli evacuation orders that now cover 2/3 of Gaza's territory. I'm Karen Shamas.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The governor of Ukrainian region of Kharkiv says a Russian drone strike on the city of the same name, the second largest city in the country, killed 7 people overnight, including 3 children. He said Saturday the drones hit civilian infrastructure, causing a massive fire that burned down 15 private houses. Ukraine's interior minister said that more than 50 people had been evacuated and that emergency workers had contained the blaze by Saturday morning. The Ukrainian Air Force says air defenses destroyed 23 out of the 31 drones launched by Russia overnight. The statement said the drones primarily targeted Kharkiv and the province of Odessa. Senegalese President Macky Sall said Saturday defended his decision to postpone elections Saturday as a violent protest against the move continues. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In an interview with the Associated Press Saturday, his first since announcing the delay a week ago, Sall brushed off allegations the decision was unconstitutional and that he'd created a constitutional crisis, saying the country needed more time to resolve controversies over the disqualification of some candidates and a conflict between the legislative and judicial branches of government. But much of the public fears that Sall, who faces term limits, is just seeking to delay leaving office. Sall spoke to the AP inside the presidential palace in the capital, Dakar, while outside hundreds of protesters took to the streets, burning tires, throwing stones, and blocking traffic as security forces used tear gas to disperse them. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Super Bowl fans in Las Vegas are getting in on the big game by taking part in the, quote, NFL experience events. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
We're here, baby.
It's like an NFL-themed carnival for fans, with replicas of the locker rooms, cutouts of the players, and loads of football-themed games. Chiefs fan Isaiah Baboka was trying his luck at kicking a field goal and hoping his team has better luck.
You know, hopefully the Chiefs win, you know, we get that dub.
Sounding a lot more confident about his team, Donald Matthews, decked out in more 49ers gear than one person should be able to wear at once.
We come down here and support the 49ers. We're going to take that Super Bowl home. Definitely, we're going to take it home. We got to take it home.
He was one of many fans lining up to take a picture with the Super Bowl trophy, which, of course, was under plexiglass and heavy guard. I'm Julie Walker, ahead of the big game.
Myanmar's military government has for the first time activated a decade-old conscription law that makes young men and women subject to at least 2 years of military service if called up, effective immediately. The measure amounts to a major, though tacit, admission that the army is struggling to contain the nationwide armed resistance against its rule. Under the law, 2 years of service can be extended to 5 during national emergencies. The ruling military council came to power in 2021 after ousting the elected civilian government of Aung San Suu Kyi. The army has suffered serious setbacks in the conflict that erupted countrywide after the takeover. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.